Syracuse University is moving ahead with plans to hold most classes in person in what will be a condensed fall semester. Interim Deputy Senior Vice President Amanda Nicholson says they're trying to keep the college experience alive for students, even if it's not quite the same.
We're working on the assumption that things are similar to as they are today, where we need to be 6 foot apart and we need to wear masks, that we can only gather in small groups, that we can't put 200 young people in a lecture hall all together. If you like, it's, I hate to say the worst case scenario, but we have not been assuming everything's going to be rainbows and pussycats by the time we open.
I do have to commend them for stepping out and trying to make a decision this early and working with New York State and making sure that it can happen.
That's SU Rising senior and WAER sportscaster Frankie Vernowski.
The next semester doesn't start for another 3 months, which feels like an even longer time away where a lot can happen. So I'm really happy that we at least have somewhat of a firm plan. I'm all for it.
But SU officials say they'll be watching the numbers and recommendations leading up to August 24th, the first day of school. Every student will be tested for COVID-19 upon returning to campus, though they're still working on logistics. Residential instruction will end on November 24th, and instruction will continue remotely after Thanksgiving until the end of the semester. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.